Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and just want to recap the weekend for a lot of you guys. I've been AWOL, M-I-A. Not a lot of posts, not a lot of social media presence, and that was planned. You see, a lot of friends, family, colleagues, clients are getting themselves unplugged. They're pulling away from social media. They're taking little sabbaticals from things like Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, purely for their health, purely for getting centered, getting grounded, getting their thoughts together, getting their focus and their mind right. Because sometimes there's so much white noise, there's so much chatter going on with social media that a lot of the time it distracts you from your real life and what's really going on and the things that you can work on. You know, we get so caught up in everybody else's drama or everybody else's successes, everybody else's lives and the things that they're experiencing. And we lose track, we lose focus of what we've got going on. And so I took a challenge and I put my phone away. I didn't document my weekend. And I had a great weekend because I wasn't worried about getting the next picture. I wasn't worried about checking in or doing my next video or sending out my next piece of content. And I find myself using that as an excuse, being that I'm on social media and I am an influencer and I am, you know, reaching out and motivating and inspiring people. And what I found is that if I don't keep my battery charged, if I don't take time for myself and build myself up, then I'm not able to affect the world. I'm not able to send out positivity and motivation and inspiration and change out into the world. And so by unplugging, I was able to regroup, almost regather my thoughts, my energy, my focus. I put everything away. I spent time with my kids and we went to the lake. We just had a blast. We had a great time. And the phone wasn't out, wasn't checking in, wasn't scrolling, you know. And I'm not saying I went 100%. I definitely looked at social media, but it was a conscious decision of look, and it's like, you know what? Nope, I'm done. Put it away. What would typically turn into, you know, 15, 20, 30 minute scrolls were 30 seconds here, maybe 60 seconds here. It wasn't over the top. I'd like to do a full fast, maybe delete the apps on my phone for the weekend and kind of see where that gets me. But overall, it was a good experience, definitely a great experiment. And I was inspired, I know, by Rosa. She is somebody who I respect and love, a client who I've worked with for years. She messaged me and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is where you'll find me. We'll be checking in via text, no longer through Messenger. I'm taking a little bit of time, and I know that she still has the podcast. Shout out to Rosa. But it was inspirational to me. So the things that you're doing and dealing with in your life and struggling with, you never know who you're going to inspire. You never know what your actions are going to motivate or who they're going to motivate, because how we live our lives is like the truest expression of happiness. It's the truest expression of who we are. So we can talk about, you know, doing things and doing that, but it's truly how you live. Like the fruits of your life and how you're living is your greatest expression. So it was definitely inspirational, that one of my clients. And you know what, it kind of leads me on to another thing, is I find so much inspiration in the people that I work with. I don't think that they know. When I see people showing up 4 or 5 times in a week when they haven't really been super consistent, that inspires me. That motivates me. That gets me pumped up. When I see people who are losing weight or losing inches or having success in their journey, that inspires me. And that pushes me to keep going. When I see people walk in with a smile on their face, they're ready to work out. They're making a decision to make health and wellness a priority in their life. That gets me just amped. Makes me happy. Inspires me, motivates me, helps me create more content, because, you know, that's what drives me. That's the fire that burns in my belly, is to see others have success. And so again, here I am after a weekend fasting from social media, you know, not having a loud presence or being consumed by it, and was just living life in the moment, being present. And it's funny, in 21 Days to a Healthier You, I believe chapter 8 is Get Unplugged. And the whole premise of that chapter is, just as I've said, you know, getting unplugged, putting your phone away, putting everything away, being present, being in the moment. One thing I love about yoga is that that's a big focus. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I haven't done yoga in months, but I do appreciate it. I do love the discipline. I do love the things that they practice and they preach in yoga. So it's one of those things where they're constantly telling you to get grounded, to be present, to be one, to focus on your breath, to be alive where you're at. And I honestly, truly believe that that has to do with, you know, putting distractions away, you know, shutting down your phone for a little bit, checking out of social media, and not letting everybody know every step and move that you're taking. I love social media. I'm a big fan. I'm pro social media for many reasons. I don't think that it is as bad as a lot of people say, if you have a little self-control. But again, taking time from it, just like anything, is a good thing, you guys. And so I hope this is motivating. I hope it's inspiring. You know, my challenge to you guys is to give it a shot, maybe for a day or for two, or maybe for a weekend, or maybe you don't even have an issue with that. Maybe that's, you know, you're not really even into social media, which is great. But if you're listening to this podcast, most likely that you've been on Instagram, you followed me there, you've seen my posts on Facebook. So you probably are a user of social media. So again, my encouragement would be to give it a fast, to give it a break, see what kind of fruits come from that. And the last thing is, it was cool, you know, while I was off, we went to a bookstore, and I ended up purchasing the follow-up, the book, The Three Questions, and it's a follow-up to The Four Agreements, which is a book that I live and love, and I live by that book, The Four Agreements. You know, they have helped me tremendously, and so I'm really excited about this book, The Three Questions. And the three questions are, who am I, what is real, and what is love? And it just goes into detail. I've already started the book. I look forward to the inspiration and kind of the motivation and the change that comes from it, so that I can share that with you guys. So again, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, where I will be posting extended videos. You're probably already following me on Instagram, like my Facebook page, Andrew F. Carter Training. And I hope you guys have a great day. Get after it today and keep grinding.